This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian official said their army is running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces. In the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country, the regional governor called for urgent international military assistance. Vitaly Kim said Saturday that Ukrainian forces in the region are out of ammunition and said the help of Europe and America is very, very important. Ukraine's president initially rejected American assertions that Russia was preparing to invade his country. This is according to U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
President Joe Biden says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky didn't want to hear it when American intelligence gathered information in February that indicated Russia was preparing to invade his country. Biden said at the time some people thought he was exaggerating the threat, but he says there was data indicating Russia was going to go in. In the weeks before the war began on February 24th, Zelensky, now praised for his leadership, was concerned that the drumbeat of war was unsettling Ukraine's fragile economy. Biden made the comments while speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser in Los Angeles. I'm Norman Hall.
Meanwhile, fierce fighting continues in the Donbas region as Ukraine's military launched several counterattacks in the Russian-occupied Kherson region in the south. The Russia state-run TASS news agency reports occupying authorities handed out Russian passports to local residents in Kherson Saturday for the first time. It said 23 Kherson residents received Russian passports. From Washington.